Hallelujah.
Do you feel the love of Christ? You really can't measure the love of Jesus. It's too much. It's in excess. He makes my life feel brand new. And it fills my heart with so much peace and joy. Now somebody give the Lord some praise in the house this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. You may be seated. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, I think you ought to be... I didn't see people jumping up too much. This is the last Sunday of the year. I mean, people ought to be shouting the praise of the Lord. People ought to be rejoicing. Hallelujah. Well, I think you will be rejoicing and shouting by the end of this message. Amen. The Lord is good. Lift up your hands where you are. Raise up your hands. That's right. You know, raise your heads up and lift up those hands. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Hallelujah. And let the King of glory come in. Thank you, Jesus. He is the King of... Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Who is the King of glory? Now, somebody... I didn't hear you, folks. Who is the King of glory? Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning because you first loved us. You know, you can never do anything for the Lord, you know, to, you know, replace, you know, what he's already, or parallel what he's already done for us. Hallelujah. Father, we love you again this morning. Thank you for the message of the Lord. We ask that you glorify yourself and let the people of God be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the church say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Now let's be excited when we clap for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now somebody put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody put your hands together. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Today, I will be speaking on yea and amen. Hallelujah. Now, but you have to pay real attention because God has promised us so many things. Not only in the Bible, but prophetically in this church, he has given us some promises year after year. Now, in the last few years, about 3 years ago, the Lord said, you shall be lifted up, and we see, you shall be built up. Then he came back and said, you know, it's going to be the year of promise or remembrance, and that the Lord will remember you. Then he came back and said, it'll be the year of fulfillment. Did somebody get fulfillment this year? Let me hear the praises of the Lord in the house. Hallelujah. But there might be some of you. Maybe you had a long list and you checked them off. The Lord did that one, check. The Lord did this one, check. The Lord did this one, check, check. The Lord did that one, check, check, check. But then maybe there are still a few that didn't get those check marks. I want to address that this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, God, he has given us some exceeding great and precious promises in the Bible. In the book of 2 Peter,
Let's read quickly chapter 1. I'm going to just read verses 3 and 4. Second Peter 1. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. Amen. Whereby are given unto us exceeding. Now, somebody say exceeding. I don't hear you. Somebody say exceeding. Exceeding. Great and precious promises. Why? Why do you give us these promises? That by these promises, that ye might become partakers of the divine nature. Amen. Now, but I'm taking my text, that's a background, to show you that there's, you know, just an abundance of God's promises in the scriptures. But I'm taking my text this morning from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 20, but for a context, let me start from verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'll start at verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. Somebody say amen. For all, now, let me read that to you again. For some of the promises of God, hello? If I don't read the word of God correctly, you should reject it. For some of the promises of God, for all the promises of God are in him, yea, and in him, amen. Unto their glory. See, God wants to glorify himself even through our lives. That's why he does these things. But I'm going to bring a different perspective for you this morning concerning yea and amen. Now, you pay attention now, because the Lord's going to bless you. Amen. Now, as far as God is concerned, there's a song we sing. It says, when Jesus says yes, nobody can do what? Well, you know, they can say no, but their no is null and void. You know, void. We are prohibited by law. You can sign anything you want, but it's void if it's prohibited by law. You know, the law, the perfect law of liberty for the sons of God has made us free through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so when God says yes, anybody else may say no if they want, but their no is void. Amen. Now, God's part is the yea. Your part is the amen. Now, I'm going to tell you that this morning, you know, because, you know, people don't really understand how that works. You know, God, see, when he made promise to Abraham, we see in the book of Hebrews, chapter 6. You know, usually people, when they make an oath, they have to swear by somebody greater than themselves. That's how people make an oath. So God, also willing to show the immutability of his own counsel, he confirmed it by an oath. But, you know, to try to do what those people normally do, to swear by somebody greater than self. So God himself, he looked for somebody greater than himself so that he could swear by that person. But finding none, hallelujah, he swore by himself. Now, in the Old Testament, that's how he gave the promise. He gave the promise to Abraham by swearing by himself. Now, in these last days, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, God, who has sundry times and in diverse places has spoken to us by the fathers and the prophets and so forth, hath in these last days, amen, spoken unto us by his Son, amen, Jesus Christ. So in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God, folks. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And there was nothing made that was not made by him. This same word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. Hallelujah. Now, in these days, God confirms his promise, not by an oath like he did to Abraham in those days anymore. He confirms his promises by his word. Amen. And that word is Jesus Christ. That's why he says his promises in Christ. See, you can't go unto God except by him. No man cometh unto God except by me. The promises that God makes to us today, they are confirmed in his word. And that's by Jesus Christ. That's why even when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how you pray to get your prayers answered. Praise the Lord. Now, well, if God promised something, and a lot of promises in the scriptures, and even personal promises to you, you know, that God has given you, how come then we don't obtain all of the promises of God, or we have not yet obtained all of the promises of God? Well, let me put it to you this way. It is not that you don't obtain. It is perhaps because you have not yet obtained, which means you hang in there with patience. Amen. Amen. So all the things that were on your list that were not yet checked off, God is changing your story. Amen. He has a way that he's going to bring everything to pass. But I'm going to show you today some things that may prevent the promises of God from coming to pass. Now, when God has promises, it's already yea. Now, the amen part of it is on you to declare it and to enforce it. Hallelujah. You know, now, God also has some angels that are tasked with this role of making sure that the word of God that comes out of your mouth, you can read it in Psalm 103 and verse 20. Psalm 103 verse 20 says that God, he said, bless the Lord ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. See, they're waiting for that command. And they're waiting for that word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I know one time the Lord showed me something. I may have mentioned it before. You know, angels, some of them just standing around bored. They were just bored. And then I saw some angels just moving, boom, boom, like that, just like lightning, walking and going, coming and coming. I was like, well, what's up with these ones that are just idle here? Amen. Those were the angels of those children of God that were not speaking forth God's word. And those angels had nothing to do. They were bored, almost bored to death. But the ones that were commanding the word of God, their angels were moving fast, working to make sure it happens. And the Lord, you know, he would sit up there and say, yeah, you know, I know that my daughter such and such is believing me for this. Now you go down there and make sure it happens. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, but just because God promised you something, doesn't mean you're going to automatically get it. Especially if the devil has something to say about that. I'm going to tell you a story in the Bible. In the book of Mark chapter 4. I want you to turn with me to Mark chapter 4. And I'm going to start about verse 35 or so. If I can find it here. And in this story, Jesus, he said to the disciples, come and let us pass over to the other side. Amen. Are you still with me? Now, that's what Jesus said. Now, you may know the rest of the story. I'm not going to take time to read it. I'm just going to paraphrase it. And then they enter into the boat, and as soon as they did, Jesus went to sleep. Now, that's almost like today. God promised you something, and then all of a sudden it seemed that God is silent. You can't hear him anymore. He goes to sleep. Because his word is already yea. He's already said it. It's done. See, the word of God will sustain itself. When Jesus said, let us go over to the other side, that is exactly what was going to happen. You are going over to the other side. You are not to go and perish in the middle of the sea. So despite the raging waves and all things, Jesus went to sleep because he already spoke the word. Now, just because God gave the word, that doesn't mean there's not going to arise tempest. As a matter of fact, that is why there will arise tempest. There will arise contradictions to the word of promise. Now, you should listen to that message on the website. It's a good one. There will arise contradictions to the word of promise. Those waves and tempests, they were contradictions to what Jesus pronounced and said, let us go over to the other side. But if they would have remembered that that's what Jesus said, and if they would have paid attention, they might have gone to sleep just like Jesus did. Amen. But I tell you what. Well, you know, they really were not prayed up. That was the problem with those disciples. When Jesus was praying, they were busy eating. You know, so they didn't, you know, and then they started to panic in the face of trouble. See, but when you are prayed up, delight thyself in the Lord, thy God. Hallelujah. When you delight yourself in the Lord, when you are prayed up, you won't panic. Because the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance what he said. He said, let us pass over. Not let us go and then be destroyed by the tempest. Amen. Hallelujah. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not walking into. If you walk into, that's a dead end. But though I walk through, hallelujah. And I've said it many times before. I said, sometimes when they ask people, well, you know, how are things going? They say, well, you know, I'm going through some things right now. Well, by your own admission, you're already saying you are going to come out on the other side. Amen. I'm going through. It's only through. You are passing through. Hallelujah. You will come out on the other side. But here are some things that will prevent unbelief. In this story, in Mark 4, when they went and cried to Jesus, I said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Why are you sleeping in the midst of this, you know, challenge that we have, the jeopardy of our lives? And Jesus, he got up and rebuked first the disciples. Amen. He rebuked the disciples first before he even rebuked, you know, the waves of the sea and the tempest. He said, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? See, Jesus had no intention of calming the sea. He was going to just ride the storm. Amen. Are there some believers here that can ride the storm? Can you ride the storm? Or are you going to panic in the face of some challenge? Jesus was going to ride the storm. Let the storm do its thing. He already said we're going to the other side. Amen. Don't worry about the storm, but because of their unbelief, just to help them out, because some of them were having heart palpitations or whatever they call it already, you know. So Jesus had to say, all right, tempest, sea, whatever, hold your peace. Amen. Hallelujah. So unbelief is the number one thing that will prevent you from getting that amen. But amen means so let it be. Hallelujah. Now, I have taught on faith specs so many times here, I believe. And it's taken from Hebrews 11 and 13. I talked about S-P-E-C. That's the specs. S is to see the promise. You have to look for the promise of God that matches what you are believing God for. P is to be persuaded of the promise. Hallelujah. And E is to embrace it for yourself. That's the amen part of it. And C is to confess it. Now, most people believe that God is able to do everything. They have read in the scriptures, they see God has parted the Red Sea, he's raised the dead, he's done all these great things and so forth. Most believers believe that. You know, but do you embrace it for yourself? Jesus said to Martha, you know, he said, believest thou this? And she said, well, yeah, I know my brother will rise in the resurrection. No, I'm not talking about that. Do you believe right now, right here? Hallelujah. You know, we're always looking for, you know, some great thing that God did in the Bible, some great thing that he's going to do in the future, some great thing he's going to do in the millennium. So what about right here and right now? Do you believe this? Will you dare to believe God right now? Somebody say amen. You know, so. But look at the things that unbelief will do. There's a wonderful story in the book of Numbers chapter 13. Let me open it here. Numbers 13. I'm going to read verses 27 to 29. And then I'll read about 31 and verse 31. Numbers 13. Now, in this story, God commanded Moses to send some of the people. So he picked up people from the tribes and sent them to go and spy out the land. And you've heard this story before and so on. And they went and they searched out the land. And many of them, when they came back, they brought an evil report. They said, well, the land is full of giants. See? And the land swallowed up the inhabitants. See, they're already contradicting themselves. If they are giants, how can people be diminished? I mean, you already said they are giants, and you said they are swallowing. See, unbelief will just get you all twisted up. They were all twisted up. And then he said, you know, well, you know, we can't do that. We can't, you know, come up against these people. We are like grasshoppers. Well, be careful what you say. Amen. Amen. Because a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. You say you're a grasshopper, you will be grasshopper. But Caleb said, away with that. Hallelujah. Caleb and Joshua, away with that nonsense. We will have them for lunch. They are bread for us, sir. Hallelujah. We are able. And the Lord will be with us, sir. And we're going to go and deal with them, and we will put them in their place. Amen. You know, that is a wonderful story. And everybody, I mean, should read it and try to, you know, get some of the things that God had to tell us out of that story. But here's one part that I want to read. You know, when the Lord told them to do that, they began to go. And the Lord said, you know, these people, they're always rebelling against me. You know, remember, Caleb, he told them in verse 30 that we are well able to go out. See, we're well able to go out and possess the land. We're able to do it. Let's go up at once. The other people said, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, and so on. Now, in chapter 14, the Lord came back and told them in verse 34, he said, because, this is Numbers 14 and 34, because ye have not believed and sanctified me and sanctified my word, you will know the breach of my promise. Wow. That's, you don't want to be in that place. You know, these people, because of their unbelief, they caused the amen part of it to be dismissed. It was already yay with God. But he said, well, all of you, you will not even smell of it. You will not even taste of it because you did not believe me. You are going to bear your iniquity 40 years and you will know my breach of promise. God will breach his promise? And God forbid in my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am going to believe the Lord. You know, let God do what he will, but my role is to believe his word. If God says, ye are healed by his stripes, then I believe that I am healed by his stripes. Amen. Now, God is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants. But, you know, when I stand before the Lord, you know, I want to be able to say, Lord, I believe every word. And so, help me, God. Amen. That's my prayer. I want to believe every word. Every word. Now, unbelief. That's a bad one. Disobedience is another. Let me move through this very quickly. When God has given people things to do, and they disobey God and go some other ways. Remember, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you can read verses 1 through 5. The same God that brought them out of Egypt, that promised them deliverance. Remember last message. Promised them deliverance from the yoke. Promised them deliverance from the heavy burdens. Promised them deliverance from all of these things and so forth. Well, they did not believe the law. And they did not obey his precepts and follow his statutes and his commandments. And they chose to go in a wrong direction. The same God that brought them out afterwards destroyed them. Hello, folks. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. You can read that story. I don't have time to read it. 1 Corinthians 10 verses 1 through 5. You know. Now, there are some other couple of things I want to point out. The opposition of the devil. That's the one that I really want to bring out today. There are many voices. How many of you know there are many voices? Even the Bible talks about that, you know. If a trumpet or this makes an uncertain sound, you know, how will somebody know what to prepare for? So there are many voices. There's all kinds of voices, and none of them is without significance, you know. So there is the voice also of reason. And the voice... Hallelujah. The voice of reason, you know, it's a very subtle voice. When God has already told you something, then the voice of reason will come and say, you know, you can't do that. That doesn't work like that, you know, and so forth. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes people confuse that, confuse faith, confuse wisdom with this voice of reason. They say, well, you know, it's, you know, this and that. No. You need to stay with the word of God. Amen. If God promised you something, you know, I'm going to read to you a few, couple of scriptures. First, Psalm 89 and verse 34. If you can put it up for me very quickly. Psalm 89 and verse 34. Here are the things. Here is God's disposition about his promise. Is somebody there in the back? Psalm 89, verse 34. It's quicker if I read it from there instead of flipping through the scriptures. My covenant will I not break. Now alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Amen. Amen. Now, Joshua chapter 21 and verse 45. You know, not one of the thing, 21 and verse 45. Not one of the thing that God, he said, there had not failed any good thing which the Lord has spoken. Can somebody say amen? Amen. There has not failed. Well, then why is it then that people don't have all of the blessings of God? Well, that's what I'm telling you today. Contradictions. You know, the voice of reason and the voice of unbelief. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also there are some other voices that tell people. I know that even when I was a little kid, I was probably age of 5 or 6. I began to practice faith. You know, I don't know how I knew it, but I just somehow knew it. But one day, it was raining and so forth. And my siblings, being last born in the family, my siblings were indoors playing. I went outdoors. It was raining. It's a true story. I don't know how I knew it, but somehow I knew that I could tell the rain to stop. I went out there and I said, well, I want the rain to stop. I was a little kid, maybe 5 or 6. And the rain stopped. I said, well, that's wonderful. You know. And I said, well, I want the rain to rain again. And it rained. And I kind of played with that for a few times. And it worked. And I ran in and I was so excited. And I ran in. And God, you see, God deposited this gift of faith in me a long time ago. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the glory of God. So I didn't know anything about it. I ran inside to try to tell my siblings. And they said, you know, I don't know exactly the words. I'm just paraphrasing the story because I don't remember. You know, but I remember the incident. And I told them that, you know, I just stopped the rain and made it rain again. And they just dismissed me. Come on, you know, just dismiss. Nonsense. You can't stop the rain. And you can't, you know, start the rain. Get out of here, you know, and so on, you know. And then the next thing I know, I begin to say, yeah, maybe I cannot stop the rain. The voice of reason. You know, the voices of reason, they will come to you, especially from negative people around you. Stay away from those people. Amen. Stay away from negative people. Find somebody that has some real faith and believe God together with them. And if two of you that have real faith, if you can believe God together, all the promises become yea and amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Don't let anybody tell you can't do that. Says who? The word of God says, I can do all things. Hallelujah. Through Christ who strengthens me. Praise God. Now, that's one of the scriptures I love so much in the Bible. It's not exactly the Lord can do all things through me. We know that already. And it's not exactly the Lord can do all things by the power of his word. We know that already. But I can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah. Now, so when God gives you promise, now you have to become the enforcer for that promise in your life to bring to pass the amen portion of it. It's already yay as far as God is concerned. But for it to become amen in your life, to take a reality and to take hold of your life, you're going to have to step into that promise. Hallelujah. And you're going to have to believe God. The Bible says that, you know, God, in Romans 4 and 17, you know, he says, God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things, amen, those things that are not as though they already are. Now, God doesn't care whether the thing is there or not. Doesn't matter. He just says it and he's done with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. One time he said, he looked to the tree. The tree was supposed to bear fruit and it wasn't bearing fruit. I said, you're done. Nobody eat of you anymore. And he just walked away. And the disciples were looking at the tree. What is this man talking about? Nothing happened. Well, something happened. Hallelujah. He died at the root. And then when they came back the next day, they said, what, my lands? How quickly that tree? And Jesus said, have the faith of God. Amen. He spread the word and just go away. It's done. In his heart, Jesus said, if you can say it and not doubt it, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you said. Amen. But it's the process of believing that those things shall come to pass. That's where we have some challenges. Because if it doesn't come to pass in one day, and it doesn't come to pass in 1 week, or 1 month, or even 1 year, then people get weary. Long hope wearies the heart. People get weary, you know. But there was a man in the Bible whose name was Abraham. Well, you should not have listened to Sarah, but you know, that's a different story. But, you know, for 25 years, he held on to the promise. He even changed his name to say the amen part of it. Amen. He said, I will be the father of nations. Hallelujah. So he changed his name. He went around for 25 years. He didn't have a single child. How can you be the father of nations when you don't have even a single child? You know, but he believed God. Amen. Now, and did God watch over that word or not? Did God watch over that word or not? God's word will never fail. Whether it takes 430 years, even before Abraham had a child, God told him, look, your seed, he didn't have a child. Why is God telling me about my seed? I don't have a child. Your seed will become a stranger in a land. And they will oppress them for 400 and something years. And I will bring them out with a strong hand. And I will punish that nation. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't even have a seed. But did it come to pass or not? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to keep believing God. Now, let me give you, some scriptures to help you, walk in patience. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 and 36. If I can find it here. Hebrews 10, okay, it's there. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For ye have need of patience. Hello? Patience, folks. You can't put God into a box and make God fit into your program. It doesn't work that way. You have to align with God. Amen. Amen. But after you have done the will of God, remember, you must keep his statutes and follow his ways. Most every promise of God has some premises, like conditions. You must keep the word of God. Jesus said, John 15 and 7, if ye abide in me, and my word does what? Abide in you. Then what? Then you can ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Now, after that you have done the will of God, he said, you shall inherit that promise. Praise the Lord. Also, Hebrews chapter 6. Let me read verses 11 quickly. Hebrews chapter 6. Now, he says that we want every one of you to show the same diligence of the full assurance of hope until the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience, not just faith, but also patience. Amen. 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 You got to be patient. Through faith and patience, they inherited the promises. So follow the example. Follow. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. Follow the example of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. You can read the rest of that chapter. I already, alluded to that earlier. So, in summary, let me tell you what I was telling you already today. What we are saying is that the promises of God, they are yea and they are amen. That's settled. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. We know that, but is it settled in your heart? We know it's settled in heaven. Is it settled in your own heart? And is it settled in your life? Whether after God has spoken the word, let us pass over on the other side, you get into the... sometimes God tells you, go forward. And then you start going forward. Then all hell breaks loose. Maybe God even give you an idea. The Bible says, while men sleep, the Lord seals instruction in their hearts. So maybe God gives you an idea. And you start to do it, and all of a sudden, all hell comes against you. The business goes sour. Everything goes all over the place. Does that invalidate the word of God? When God gave promise to Joseph that he was going to be a ruler among his brethren, and they tried everything. He said, we'll see what will become of your dreams. Here come that dreamer of dreams. Let's bump him off. and then we'll see what will become of his dreams. Well, they tried everything. The word of the Lord tried him. Because the word of God is tried. Amen. The word of God, the word of promise in your life will be tried. It will always be tried. And they put him in stocks. They put him in bonds. They put him into slavery. They put him into the slammer. They put him everywhere. But every ugly thing that happened to him moved him closer to the promise. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. and the devil might have whispered on his shoulder, aha, where are those your dreams now? You're going to be ruler among your brethren, huh? Look at you in the slammer already, Well, slammer or not, the word of God came to pass. Hallelujah. And finally, those people that said, well, you can't rule over us. Are you going to rule over us? Come on, get away with you, and all that. Well, finally, they came and bowed to the word of God. Amen. They did bow before Joseph. Every one, every last one of them, they kissed the ground under his feet. Because that's exactly what God said they would do. Praise the Lord. It might have taken 30 years or however long it took. I don't know. You know, but the word of God will sustain itself. Your role is to enforce that word for yourself. I want everybody to stand to your feet here this morning. Now, God gave you some wonderful deliverances a couple weeks ago. And throughout this year also, God has given us some wonderful things. But like I said, there's been check mark, check, check, check. But a few are still question mark. Well, question mark or not, the word of God will sustain itself. Amen. I want you to believe God to the end. Don't stop along the way just because some contradictions rose against you. You know, praise the Lord. You may be applying for promotion and they deny you. You know, let me tell you something. Promotion comes not from where? The west, the east, or the south. Well, didn't say anything about the north exactly. But the Lord, he's seated in the sides of the north. You know, when the Lord, when he brings promotion your way, they can even deny you, but you are going to get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, look, doctors can give you up. You may have some incurable sickness or disease or whatever. And the doctor says, you know, whatever. You know, the promises of God are yea and amen. You hold on and continue to say amen to it. Amen. God will bring you out of it. Amen. No matter where you are and no matter what situation, the Lord is going to bring you out of it. And God is changing your story. Now, I believe that next year God will also have some wonderful things for us. You know, but right now, we got a few days left this year. Praise the Lord. And you must honestly contend for the promises of God. You know, you can't just say, well, God said it, so that's it, and I go to sleep. No. Amen. Now, I'm going to challenge some of you one last time today. God said to Elijah, go up and tell Ahab there's going to be rain. And I'm going to challenge you with that one last time. You know. And just because God promised Elijah that it was going to be rain, did Elijah go and eat and drink? You know, he told Ahab to go and eat and drink. But he went and began to agonize in prayer. God already said it. Why did he need to pray already? What did he need to pray for? God said it. Elijah could have said, well, you know, God already said it. That's the end of his story. No. God told him already, but he went and prayed. He put his head between his knees. And then he said to the servant, go and look. The man said, well, I see nothing. Go again. I see nothing. Go again. Finally, he said, I see a cloud like a man. I said, that's right. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. It's coming now. It's just around the corner, folks. Your miracle and your deliverance, the final checklist, is just around the corner. And I'm going to challenge you one last time. Let's pray together. Now, you say, Jesus said, you find somebody that believes. Well, I can tell you, I believe God. Amen. So, one last time. If you have unresolved prayers that you are believing God for that hasn't checklist off your list, I want you to step out here. I'm going to do this very quickly. Now, if God's already done it, don't worry about it. Just give him praise. But you have something left that was on your list. And you check mark, you check mark, you check mark. But these ones were not check marked. Well, I tell you what. You got to pray. Praise God. You can't just sit down and say, God promised it. Oh, no. You got to pray. God, the devil, he might want something to say about that. But devil or not, God has highly exalted the name of Jesus and given him a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. So for those of you that are here, I want you to join hands. I'm not going to come down there today. Join hands with somebody. Make sure you're touching somebody on your left and on your right. That means you may have to form a circle. Or just join at the end there. That's good. Now, you also have to follow the instructions when the Lord commands these things. Now, turn to the person on your left and on the right and say, do you believe God? Ask them that if they don't believe, they can step out of the circle and go back to their seat. Tell them. No, tell them. Because we don't want any unbelief. Amen. Praise God. Now, I don't see anybody leaving. Maybe they're too embarrassed to leave. But that means you all believe God. Amen. That means you all have faith. And you don't need a whole bunch of people. You just need one more person. And you already got one person on your left. You got one person on your right. That makes it three already. And a three-fold cord is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. Now, lift up your heads and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus, the needs that your people have brought before you this morning. You have done great things for them, whereof they are glad. And they are thankful, Lord, for some of the things you've done for them this year. But there are still a few things left that were not checked off their list. And they have come here this morning to believe you for those things. Now, the Bible says, open ye the gates that the righteous nation may come in. Now, any gates that were closed against you that did not allow you to fully enter in, I command them be opened in Jesus' name. Yes, he's a waymaker. Hello. I worship you. You are here, Lord. Moving in me. I worship you. Arriba Shandara Baso. The Lord is here. He's moving in our midst. Anything that is still on that list, today is your day of joy. Because your sister on your right hand, your brother on your left, or whatever, they are believing God with you. Oh yes. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise key, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. He's a waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. He's here. You are here. Moving in me. Breaking yokes. Worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Praise team, you can come up and sing this for me. You are here, breaking every yoke. I worship you. I worship you.
I say you are the way maker, way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God, that is who you are. We call you way maker, miracle walker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, way maker.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
One more time. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. It is done. Amen.
Amen.